This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he will look at Colorado law enforcement agencies on sharing information with federal immigration. A Mesa County Sheriff's deputy stopped a woman for a traffic violation and shared her information with federal immigration agents. That could be a violation of state law. Here is State Senator Julie Gonzalez.
We don't have the ability to control what ICE does or does not do. What we can do is to ensure that we are enforcing what state or local employees are doing.
Weiser said he will look at the Vail Police Department, the Eagle County Sheriff's Office, and the State Patrol. A former state senator who resigned during an ethics investigation is now charged with attempting to influence a public official. Democrat Sonia Jaquez Lewis was the subject of mistreatment complaints from her staff. The legislature's ethics committee found that at least one letter of support submitted by Jaquez Lewis was fabricated. At the time, she told the Colorado Sun that that letter was submitted accidentally. The Denver District Attorney would not confirm to the Sun whether the charges against Jaquez Lewis are related to the ethics case. A federal judge has blocked cuts to Planned Parenthood affiliates that don't provide abortions or don't amass Medicaid reimbursements of more than $800,000 a year. Despite that partial court victory, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says Medicaid patients cannot get services at its centers. The group's president is Adrian Manzanares.
One of the first things we have to do is get rid of a law in Colorado that prohibits patients on Medicaid from using a provider of their choice and paying for it out of pocket.
There's more on Planned Parenthood in Colorado and the effects of recent moves in Congress a little later in this hour. And next this morning, the topic that Republicans in Congress don't want to talk about, the House Speaker calls an early recess and House members leave for the summer. That's one way to avoid an uncomfortable conversation. And the story begins this hour of Morning Edition. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.